Psalm 56, The God Who Keeps Both Bottle and Book. The superscription is already a sermon, to the tune of A Dove on Distant Oaks. A fragile bird, far from home. That is David in Gath. If Psalm 34 tells the outer story of his escape, Psalm 56 gives us the inner weather while he was still surrounded. Gath, likely Tel Asafi, where excavations show one of the largest fortified Philistine cities of the age, was not a vague enemy place. It was Goliath's country. David's fear had stone walls around it. The first surprise of the psalm is that faith does not pretend. As the English Standard Version renders verse 3, "When I am afraid, I put my trust in you." Not if I'm afraid. Calvin saw the wisdom here. David does not claim to be beyond fear. He shows us what to do with fear the same day it arrives. The Hebrew is even more immediate. In the day I fear, I trust. Trust is not what happens after the nerves settle. It is the turning of the soul while the pulse is still racing. Then David says twice, "In God, whose word I praise." This is one of the psalm's deepest lines. He is not yet praising a changed situation. He is praising a word. His enemies twist his words, watch his steps, and wait for him to fall. Many saints can bear pain better than misrepresentation. There is a special loneliness in being falsely framed. But David answers bent human speech with straight divine speech. God's word cannot be twisted by the hands that twist ours. Most arresting of all is verse 8. "You have kept count of my tossings. Put my tears in your bottle. Are they not in your book?" God keeps a bottle and a book. The bottle is intimate, the book is official. No tear is merely noticed and then forgotten. It is preserved, recorded, remembered. Western readers often hear this as gentle comfort only. It is more. In the Bible, books are where kings keep records for judgment and vindication. Your grief is not lost in God, it becomes evidence before him. He does not merely see suffering. He archives it. Augustine heard both Christ and the church speaking in this psalm. He was right. Jesus entered this text completely, watched, slandered, hunted, weeping. And because he passed through death into what Psalm 56 calls the light of life, David can say one of the boldest sentences in Scripture. "This I know, that God is for me." That line reaches forward to Romans 8:31. The psalm ends not with bare survival, but restored calling, "that I may walk before God in the light of life." God rescues us not simply so we can breathe again, but so we can walk again, openly, steadily, before his face. Suggested cross-references: 1 Samuel 21:10-15, Romans 8:31-39, Hebrews 5:7, Luke 12:7, Revelation 21:4. A fitting hymn, how firm a foundation. Prayer, Lord, in the day I fear, teach me to trust. When my words are twisted and my steps are watched, anchor me in your unbending word. Keep my tears, remember my wanderings, and lead me to walk again before you in the light of life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.